Scotty and Scotty, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Well, before we kind of start off the show, so given that there's kind of two Scotties on the line tonight, let's start off with the name of your band. So F. Scott and the Nighthawks. So Scott Taylor, that's related to your name. Is that correct?
That is. It's Junior, I guess. And it's actually like on my license appears F. Scott. So in this case, you know, we're going after it. You know, then everybody kind of refers to me as Scotty, so that's totally cool. But yeah, that's where it comes from.
Cool. And Scotty Be Good, most people kind of refer to you as Be Good. So I think so tonight it'll be an interview with Scotty and with Be Good.
Yeah. We can do that. We should get that right. We should be all right.
So let's start off the show with a song of yours called Honeybee, and then we'll come back and we'll chat. Okay, guys?
Sounds good.
Okay. Sounds great.
That was Honeybee by F. Scott and the Nighthawks. Tonight, Scotty from F. Scott and the Nighthawks and also Scotty Be Good, also known as Be Good from the band, join me. So that song, Honeybee, so let's start with you, Scotty. So that song premiered in May 2021. And I think is it correct that it's the first song that you guys released off your upcoming album that comes out on Friday, August 13th?
Yeah. It actually came out Devil's Night of last year, so of 2020.
Oh, 2020.
But it is, the confusing part is we loved it so much, and we were both our connection to it as well as... it seemed to be connecting with people. So we wanted to include that on the first full length, the debut full length. So it started on the EP, released on the on Devil's Night 20, and now is being continued on the full length.
Nice. And you had
releasing August 13th.
You had a great write-up about it from American Songwriter magazine, and that's a wonderful publication. It's been around for 35 years. International website, magazine, podcast network. So that's pretty impressive. And also Be Good, I think Glide magazine premiered a video for that song this year that you created. Can you talk a little bit about making that video and what that process was like for you?
Yeah, it sort of happened by happenstance, actually. We had, I'd been taking footage of us on the road in the studio, and had received a bunch of live footage, and I'd taken it figuring that at some point it would come in handy down the line, whether it's for promotional material or making our own little scissor reels to promote our shows. And then the pandemic hit and we had songs to release and we had no ability to get together to make a music video. Mm-hmm. So after using some of that footage I'd compiled, to make kind of a demo when the song had hit 20,000 views, I think, on Spotify. I made a little video to say, hey, we hit 20,000 views. It was great. And it got a really strong reaction. And it turned out I had taken enough footage over the last 3 or 4 years that I was actually able to compile a video based solely of stuff I'd shot of the band, rather inconspicuously. It was, nice. It was a lot easier for the band to be very normal and themselves when there wasn't a camera crew, whether it was just one guy or, you know, a whole team. If it's just a member of the band, you know, with his camera out, it doesn't really look that conspicuous. So it was able to capture a lot of the band in its natural and normal state and then transform it into a video that actually had some element of storytelling to it.
Cool. And so you guys have a bit of a history together. So you referenced that the footage itself has been compiled over a series of years. Scotty, why don't you take us through kind of like how the two of you met and you know the kind of story behind your friendship and collaboration.
Sure. Yeah. Vegan's gonna have to jump
bartending.
In. Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. That's the. Oh,
you're
back to that.
Motel.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. This is perfect for this song too, because it's the if we're going all the way back and then we lead back the song, it's fascinating. I was gonna end with Scotty's video being catching our good sides and being, you know, he's just a certain dude and always sort of. I don't know if you were totally thinking about this video, but when it came time, it was semi comical for Be Good to be like, "No, I already got it. Like I'm 3/4 of the way there. If this is where we want to go, I have this archive footage." It was like, from where? Like, oh, I've been doing this song. It's like, oh, great. So yeah, I guess going way back to the origin, geez. Yeah. Bartending, coming back from LA, I guess, and landing in Toronto and hearing of the Queen Street Cowboy. Like, what? Was it gone that long? What happened? And, you know, maybe, I don't think we were fully acquainted yet, but I think we saw each other. Maybe somebody said like, "Oh, that's Scotty and that's Scotty," or "That's Scotty Don't," which is another moniker of mine. And now I'm familiar with Be Good. See him go back by on his steel horse. It turned into a motorcycle, but started as a bicycle. And I'm like, that guy, all right. And so then somehow we get acquainted, you know, kind of hit it off from the get go. But bartending very poorly at our friend's bar, motel in Park. And yeah, I think I'm pretty acquainted by then, Be Good. You tell me, but I'm not a bartender and just sort of took the opportunity as, you know, needed to put some jeans. Yeah. And I was doing a really scrappy job. And Be Good was like, you need some help? Is that somewhat the story?
Yeah, you're a horrible bartender, but you're one hell of a salesman.
Carry that. I was
watching you throw a great night. I mean, you had the place packed.
Right.
But you couldn't bartend your way.
And I think that
No. I was going to say,
I think that's around the time that I met you as well. And so when was the first time that you guys remember playing music together?
The first time was actually around that time. We were kind of jamming in my apartment over on Dunn. And nothing really came of those sessions. We had a couple ideas of songs that we wanted to do, and then it kind of just fizzled out a little bit. And then we ended up getting back in cahoots probably around 2016, where the band I'd started in lieu of those jam sessions had folded, and Scotty was just starting this one up again. And he asked me if I wanted to join on guitar. And then I went out to his place, and he showed me some demos of the stuff that would become the very first Nighthawks EP, and asked me if I would play steel guitar or lap steel on the songs, which I said I agreed to, even though I didn't actually have a lap steel guitar. And by luck, I went out that afternoon to a friend's place, and her fiance asked me if I knew anybody who played lap steel guitar. And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I just got asked to play that today. And he said, well, sit right there. And he goes to the closet and picked off an old guitar case and dusted off and put it down in front of me and said, hey, this is my grandfather's old lap steel. No one knows how to play it. Do you want it?
Wow.
And
that's pretty fortuitous.
I'm not that cosmic a dude, but when something like that happens, it was pretty telling.
And that's so pretty beautiful.
Got the lap steel from the same day Scotty asked me to play lap steel in the band. And then I showed up at rehearsal maybe 2 or 3 weeks later and got the gig.
That's awesome.
Well, I think he had the gig when we started. That was going off of me loving those things, and also I assembled quite the band Hawks and was really proud of that, and wanted to kind of, one, not ruffle anyone's feathers, and two, hit the mark with what I knew Scotty could do. So kind of, it was admiring him in a way of, Goldie it up, just bow skill it up. And then him being like, you want me to do what now? And it's like, let's start with lap steel, but maybe we could hit some pedal steel too. Definitely some slide. Oh, okay.
Great.
All right.
That's awesome.
It should be so no big deal. We could probably do this like right away.
So you guys, so for those that are just joining, we're talking to two Scotties from the band F Scott and the Nighthawks. If you want to listen to their music, you can find them at nighthawksofficial.bandcamp.com. You'll find their EPs there. And you can also follow them on Instagram at instagram.com/fscott and the Nighthawks. And there's a period after the F and before the S. So f.scott and the Nighthawks. So you guys, you've got a 13-song album coming up, and it's coming out on Friday, August 13th. It's called Hold On To Your Heart. And so you released a song the Friday of Father's Day weekend, on Friday, June 18th. The song is called Stevie Girl. And so there's a couple questions that I have around that. So first, let's just touch on one question about fatherhood. So Scotty, I read that there's kind of a bit of a legend of your father having a story about meeting the highwaymen. So for listeners who don't know who the Highwaymen are, we encourage you to look them up as well. It's a super group that consists of Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, and Willie Nelson. And so let's first tell me about this story, because I don't think I've heard this one yet. So I'd love to hear it, Scotty.
Yeah, sure. Well, my dad was a Canadian guy, but stationed in the Navy in, he was in Bermuda, and the port of entry was Miami, and ended up quickly out of that after not staying in the Navy. I forget the number of years he was in, became a bar and hotel kind of guy. And at one of the bars he was involved in hotels, there was the guys played two sets, like an afternoon set and an evening show. And I said set, and he met the guys and got to, he really liked them, first of all. So then having them, I believe he was involved in the booking of them, all that kind of thing sort of may elude me or whatever. But the fact is, he met them and having liked them and being to it, he knew that the day show was far different than the evening show in terms of, I remember a story being shared of musician souls don't wake up before noon. So whatever it was, three o'clock show is a real tough take in comparison to the evening whole deal. Anyways, he loved that. It played into the characters of all of them that he loved. And then I was a kid and a punk rocker, but with, you know, an admiration for this kind of side of things. Springsteen always played actively in the house. And I think I always was into Springsteen, but I maybe late teens, 20s for sure, I started getting into kind of the story songwriter, specifically kind of, I get calling Americana now, but like outlaw country and like just, you know, it's kind of different than the norm country. And that was off my dad. And then when he passed 2008, it was like it was just a thing that became so prominent. At the time I was for my own musicianship, and I had gone down to LA to work and stuff and had some opportunities, but it was like, looking back, it was great, but also had a lot of hard stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was acting up, and all of it kind of connects with losing my dad and it, caring about put on a show, and then the stories behind the songs. I really wanted to be surrounded with the right guys, and that's sort of, I was this weird drive at creating the Nighthawks, and that's sort of like, that's the story in a nutshell.
Yeah, and then Scotty, and Be Good, you've got your father, I was fortunate enough to meet as well, Art. I know he was always a big supporter of you playing music as well. This song that came out on the weekend of Father's Day weekend, it's a song called Stevie Girl. And I guess this was written about Scotty's daughter in advance of her birth. So maybe, Scott, if you could tell me a little bit about the story behind the song, and then we'll play it, that would be great.
Yeah, it was, I think the story, the song, and the Nighthawk stuff, it all sort of together for me, because I sort of took what I call a knee after we get it, and I said we, a reference where we equated and everything after me coming back from LA and have been involved in the music industry, but in a different capacity. And was semi-fearful, I think, of, and that's probably actually what happened when Be Good put together Guys at that time. I'm not even sure what year that is now. It was like I was wanted it all in, but it was also afraid, like, oh my God, it's like so much work, it's so much chance. And like, I probably heard of it to be just like this weird thing that I want so bad and organically love to create songs, but the whole navigating it, the whole if you really want it part, that part I think intimidated me. Until my daughter was coming, and I think I felt like I was always going to do it again. And I had guys in mind that I was always going to do it with, Be Good being one of them. He was only like a little bit late to the parade as per not stepping on toes of his existing band when we started this. So that kind of like, there's a bit of romance to that too. Like when he freed up, it became like a no brainer. So that's like the Be Good Me story. And the song Stevie Girl itself was like, it just, I started getting emotional kind of thing and was excited and emotional, and guitars that were not taboo, but like there's guitars all around me always now. And there always was previously. And for a moment, it felt like they were all packed. Stevie was on the way / kind of landing. I was just, I also know I was a musician again, and guitars were, and this song sort of pretty quickly, the bones of it anyways. And then obviously the guys, and we worked through it tremendously, but the bones came quick. It also dusted off lots of stuff, skeletons in the closet too, but also lots of good stuff where I was like, hey boys, does this suck? Is this good? Should we try this? And some of it is what we're going to hear on the record. Other stuff is totally fresh between the guys, but it's all sort of gone through this Nighthawk filter. And the Nighthawks helped me face some fears too. So that's the whole thing.
Nice. Well, why don't we listen to Stevie Girl? So this is Stevie Girl from F. Scott and the Nighthawks, who are the two Scotties are joining me tonight on the show. And we'll listen to that and we'll come back and we'll chat. Stevie Girl by F. Scott and the Nighthawks. Scotty from the band, the singer, and Be Good, who's one of the guitar players, are joining me tonight. So first of all, congrats, guys. So today, Wednesday, June 30th, you released a new song off the album today. It's a song called Those Days. So it premiered a magazine called New Noise. So that's pretty exciting. And then the official release is going to be on July 2nd, which is Friday. Be Good, why don't you take us through a little bit about what Those Days is about and maybe your favorite part of that song.
Yeah, Those Days is actually one of the first songs I learned when I came into the band, and I'm playing lap steel on that one. When we first learned it, out in the docks where our old rehearsal space was, it was a really, I loved the song immediately. It originally had like a very long, somber church organ intro, and it immediately hit me. I mean, Scotty's a great lyricist, and yes, the songs, like those lyrics in that song in particular take you right back to thinking about those days, you know, whether it be 10, 15, or if you're old enough, 50 years ago. A lot of people look back on the past with fond memories. And that song took me right there, thinking about all the old bands I'd been in, all the relationships that we'd been through, and where you came out of on the other side. It all kind of fit part and parcel in that song. And it's just a lot of fun to play. I mean, it's not terribly complex. It's D, G, and A. But man, is it fun to play when it gets cooking. And the crowd has always responded really well to that song. It's got elements of like Springsteen and just a little bit of punk rock in there as well.
Cool. Why don't we listen to that?
I was going to say, Be Good had a really good quote at one point from a friend, I believe, of... oh my God, what did you call it? Power Springsteen.
Oh, nice.
Which I thought amazing. Is that correct? There's something to that effect.
I believe that was Power Springsteen.
That's awesome.
Or punk rock Springsteen or something with oomph.
Yeah.
That was those days. My F. Scott of the Night Hawks, who are joining me tonight on 101.5 The Hawk FM. If you want to find their music, you can check them out on nighthawks.bandcamp.com and follow them on Instagram.com/F.Scott and the Nighthawks. So Scotty, those days, that song was released today. So it's one of the 13 songs, or premiered today. It's one of the 13 songs on your upcoming album coming out Friday, August 13th, called Hold On To Your Heart. Anything that you want to share with the listeners about maybe your take on that song as well?
Yeah, be good hit on it there. I like that was the one that... I think, did you try on, there might've been a guitar part of Rift and that became the one, at least one of the couple ones that he started on Lap Steel. And it just felt really good to us. Everything kind of, he echoed, like it's worked for us. It feels great.
You guys referenced a little bit just now, kind of like the punk kind of Springsteen element. And there's a song, I believe that's on the upcoming album. The song is called Outlaws. So let's listen to that.
Every night, claw down my demons, my hand to wiggle for the ride. Like a dancer and a dollar, a candle to a flame, a smoke, a light, a cigarette, and a band they take the stage. It was a dark, dark night, and a real dark year, and a vampire in it beats on your youth and your fear. We left the youth behind, quarter mile back there on the road, and a fear in here, we might just get a little out of control. Step aside, just preaching that we're rolling well. So load it up tonight, and we're the outlaws in the dead of night. Baby, we're just outlaws in the dead of night. Honey, we're just outlaws in the dead of night. And looking in the rearview, I ain't got no major plans. It's slow down.
Was Outlaws by F. Scott and the Nighthawks, who are joining me tonight on Dangerfield on 101.5 FM The Hawk. So Scotty, okay, where did you guys record, or who did you record with your upcoming album, Hold On To Your Heart?
Well, that's a really good question. It was recorded over a long expanse of time. Probably took us about a year to record it. And it was done in Goldie's studios.
Baldwin Street
Sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had originally started doing it with Derek Downham, And then we switched producers halfway through and went to finish it with Clifton Broadbridge. And he was also the one who mixed it. So the album took quite a while to finish. Being a 13-song album, there was a lot to really unpack in the studio sessions we had.
So right before COVID hit, I guess in March 2020, your band was scheduled to do a tour with a band called Blackberry Smoke, who are an Atlanta, Georgia-based band who were very successful. You know, their albums reached number one in Billboard's country albums chart. And so maybe Scotty, can you talk a little bit about what the kind of pause in touring has that, what's that been like for you? Has it, does it make you want to tour even more now? Was the pause, you know, a benefit? Like, what, like, can you talk a little bit about what that kind of halt of playing live shows has been like?
Yeah. But we know that we've been putting on, dare I say, our level band, you know, amazing live shows. And we just want to keep growing at that. And then when we got that Blackberry Smoke call, we were pretty impressed with ourselves, I think. Yeah. For we had grown in the GTA, so like the Greater Toronto Area and stretching out to some parts of Ontario. We felt pretty good about it and ordered more. And then that call came. And to be totally honest, you know, and I do want to talk with those guys again when we can, if we can. We didn't even know how we were fully going to do. It's going to be our biggest opportunity at the time. We had schedule conflicts. We were going to figure that out come hell or high water,
right.
But it wasn't that really easy. But I was personally looking forward to that because I felt that that would be a, I don't know, a reward for the hard work. It would just be at tour. It's not the end all and be all. But it would have been a learning experience for us professionally, and it would have been a momentum and a momentum and excitement kind of thing for all the guys in the band. So just the fact that it was like they're close, and we were even going to do some different versions of the Nighthawks. So like a couple shows we were considering based on conflict / gear from the headliner from Blackberry Smoke. Would we net that with a different arrangement of the Nighthawks? All things we were considering, and then the Holy Grail was going to be a number of dates, whole enchilada of the whole band, and what we've come to really be proud of and work on. And to sort of lose that opportunity as it was there, yeah, that was tough, like really tough personally. I was like, you know, knowing that this might take a while. I think I'm serious optimistic, but I was just like, what if this is a while? If this is a while, then how do we get back to this level of momentum?
Well, and I think the great thing is that
here we are.
We're getting really close to being back now, you know. So for example, Be Good, you've been out on the East Coast for quite some months, but you're coming back to Toronto. I think all of us, I mean, most people I know are either fully vaccinated now or getting close to it. You know, the world seems to be opening back up, definitely in the States, and I'd say by the fall in Canada. What song, when the two of you reunite, and I want to hear from each of you, when you get to jam again together for the first time in person, what song are each of you looking forward to playing most full blast loud in your rehearsal space together from this new album? If you could each tell me that. Let's start with Be Good.
I've actually asked myself that question numerous times. There have been a few days here where I grab my guitar and I sit down and I start busting out old Nighthawks jams. Mm-hmm. And to take it full circle, start thinking about those days when we used to be able to be a band together. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, the song we usually start rehearsals with is Kiss the Sun.
Bay. You said, son, I'm on a take some time, no, it's gonna take a while. But so you're gonna be just fine, you would say, and I guess that's what time it will.
Scotty, which song are you going to pick to start your?
I can't believe Scotty Be Good came out with the Kiss the Sun. Kiss the Sun does get us running, and I really appreciate that. That one ties to, I think, Scotty Wears a little bit for his dad in that one. It tied to the emotional core of it. And I tried to write it as motivation to my dad being strong when he was kind of in a battle with cancer at the time of 2008. And I never got it right until we put it together as a band. So that's kind of like something too, to throw Scotty into the whole this. And that's kind of why we're both here on this one. And I'm sure we'll do more. Is there's a thing here that the electricity between the two of us, every guy in the band is integral. They're so special to the whole thing, but there's a navigation that comes off the two of us that I really admire. And it starts to, I don't know, we all fall in basically if it's some weird army role or something like that. It's like, so Kiss the Sun is pretty great. I was gonna say that on it's more vibey, but Honeybee does have a thing that I really want to play when we get back. I'm sure we're gonna pound it out when we get there first, so it'll be those that Kiss the Sun. But when we hit the Honeybee, to tie back to the video and the origin, all that stuff, that was a real Scotty and I pro, like, not oftentimes I have a lot of potatoes put together, even like more than three quarters. And obviously the arrangements and how a song really gets made is a band navigation. Honeybee was, I had lyrics and like an idea, but that was like solely Scotty musically coming in and being like, actually didn't like where I was at first. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty good, but it was totally a different kind of trick.
Which was holding the lyrics for you.
we're being a little romantic and a little serious. I like all the stuff. There's a lot of silliness in something I want to do when we come back. I think we've been pushing so hard, and I would love to get, I'd love to appreciate where we're at. Like, I'm happy with like every moment. Keep working hard, keep planning to make more music, all that good stuff. But like, we've been working hard, and I think we missed a lot of like happy moments because we were working so hard.
Well, let's listen to another beautiful song off your upcoming album. It's called Saddle Up.
Been to my funeral. Sure shook me up. Girl, I fell for you. Now I'm out there on the run. But I ain't the bullet, baby. No loaded gun. I'd burst into flames. But I ain't ever giving out. I want my boys riding right beside me every step of the way. Shaking off the devil, keeping demon dogs at bay. And baby, well I know you got my back. Fellas, let's go now and rise above the pack. Cause the sun, she's been setting in the west. And that old winding road's pulling out. We got to raise a little hell. We got to raise a little hell. We got to raise a little hell before we're gone. Don't know where this old road, Lord, she's leading me. But I remember every step I took trying to break free. Walking along the river, not sure if I'd sink or swim. I jumped right off the Peace Bridge. The swift currents, they've been carrying me. Saddle up, boys, the road is on. When the sun comes up, we best be moving on. We got to raise a little hell. We got to raise a little hell. We got to raise a little hell before we're gone. We got to raise a little hell. We got to raise a little hell. little help. We got to raise a little help before we're gone.
That was Saddle Up by F. Scott and the Nighthawks. So the album that comes out on Friday, August 13th, called Hold On to Your Heart. Are we allowed to play that song, guys, for tonight, or do you want to save that for your own premiere? I'm just curious.
Oh no, let her rip.
Yeah.
No, I think we're not holding back. We want to meet people and
okay, because I love
out there. No, this yeah, song,
this
please
song
play.
Is, this song is it's a jam. It's a banger. It's really awesome, and it's going to end our show, but it's going to start everyone's night off well. And so I just want to thank you both for being on the show tonight, because it's been really fun to catch up, and I can't wait to see you all in person. I think that's the song that I want to hear, maybe the first live song when you guys come back. So you've talked about the songs that each of you want to play at rehearsal, but I look forward to, August 13th, isn't that far away? And I think maybe we'll all be fully vaccinated and we can celebrate with the live show release of your new album. So congrats, guys, on your hard work.
If I may add one thing to the part about Honeybee and the creation of the video, like that song always sounded to me like a song about yearning. Mm-hmm. And that was something I really wanted to convey in the video, was that feeling of kind of looking out the window and watching the mountains roll by and feeling that you're not quite where you want to be. And that, you know, you're getting there, but it's not quite there yet. And that was to me, when I heard that song, that was a big aspect of the feeling I wanted to convey, was that feeling of trying to grasp something that's just out of reach.
Well, I think that you guys are well on your way, and I think you've made a wonderful album, and I really love it. And thank you for the advanced listen to it. It's been getting a lot of listen on my end, and I appreciate you guys as friends and as musicians. So thanks so much for joining me tonight. Hey, guys.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay. You. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, talk soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Love that got us home.
in Hamilton, we're CIOI FM 101.5 The Hawk.